This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. You know, we were just talking about Ben Simmons, right? So I don't know if you heard this from Eagle center Jason Kelsey. He spoke about Simmons. He said, all that is because of a lack of accountability. If you fix some free throws, if you're getting better as a player, none of this is happening. So no centers in Philly really like Ben Simmons.
God, you got to admire Philly, right? It's probably one of the only cities where the sports intertwine. Can you think of something happening in New York where, let's say something happened with the Knicks, that somebody from the Giants would comment on it, the fans at the Rangers game would comment on it? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is cool. They love their sports. And we love Mike Breen.
Who doesn't?
Well, I love him more than you guys because I've known him longer. I mean, when you really know him a lot, you love him even more. And he's actually in Philly now. He's going to be calling that game for ESPN. The Sixers against the Nets, obviously called the Knick and Celtic double overtime game yesterday for ESPN, and he joins us now on the show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. Voice is a little strained, but didn't expect that last night.
All right, so let's start there. You've been doing this a lot of years. So you were there when the Garden was rocking in the 90s and stuff like that. How did yesterday compare? Because coming out of the speakers on the TV, it sounded loud, it sounded engaged, it sounded like an unbelievable place to watch a game. How was the Garden last night in comparison in the past that you've been there?
It was one of the great regular season atmospheres I've ever been at. And Jeff Van Gundy, who obviously was there through some of the great days, both with Riley and when he was the head coach, he thought it may have been the loudest regular season crowd he'd ever heard there.
Wow.
And I think there are two reasons why it seems like that. I think number one, because, you know, the fans after the pandemic missed being there so much. And, it's almost like a family reunion, a Knick family reunion. So forever to be together. I felt this way in those playoff games last year against Atlanta. So that's number one, because of the pandemic and everything that we've all been through and missing it. But the other part is because the Knicks are good again. And let's face it, prior to last year, it'd been a long time until you had a team that you really had this hope that they could win every night. They had a chance to win every night. And I think the combination of the two, and there's just absolute joy and jubilation when the teams play well. And there might be a third thing, too. It's just such a likable team, yep, both individual-wise and the way they play for each other. So you add all those things up, and it's a party atmosphere right now at the Garden.
And I had this theory, Mike, last year, and you're around them a lot more than I am, that I felt like the Knicks were able to take advantage because of who their coach is. They play every night. Forget about load management, forget about taking nights off, and I think that's why they finished with the 4 seed, because let's face it, not everybody else in the Eastern Conference is going to play to win the way the Knicks had to last year. Is that something that's sustainable, and do you think that would be the case this year as well?
Yeah, because they bought into what he brings. He's not only well-respected, they love him. I heard Kemba Walker on with you guys last week when you asked him about, you know, is Tip so serious? People don't see that side of him. And, you know, as you get older, not only do players change and add to their game and get better at certain things and work on their weaknesses, coaches do the same thing. Mm. And he has their respect. They like him as well. And most importantly for Tibbs is that his way has shown them that if you do it this way, you're going to have success. And a lot of the guys on the team had not had success. A lot of guys were playing in their first playoffs. So, you know, the combination of that and just how prepared he is and what a great coach he is has made them ready to play hard every single night. You just saw the preseason games they were playing so hard. So That's what New Yorkers have always liked. That's what any fan base likes. But especially here in New York, where, you know, we've all grown up, it's something that matters to the fans, and they really embrace teams that play that way.
Yesterday we had Wally Szczerbiak on, and we were talking about this team and improvements that we've seen. And he's excited about R.J. Barrett, and he mentioned some of the physical improvements that R.J.'s made in the offseason working on his body. What have you noticed about R.J. in the preseason, and what did you think of his performance last night?
Well, he's, you hear this about every player that they work so hard on their game in the offseason and they're in the best shape of their life, and everybody says that. But he really is, and he's a fanatical worker, and he's one of those players that has supreme confidence, and he's one of those players that works on his weaknesses. You know, you guys talked about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons never seemed to work on his free throw shooting, or at least the results didn't appear that he did. But Barrett's one, you know, you tell him that he struggles in something, and that's what he goes after and tries to make better. And just his poise, he's always had this poise, even as a rookie. But what I like that I saw, for example, last night, okay, so he didn't score in the first half, really wasn't a part of the offense, had zero impact on what he was trying to do at the other end, and it had zero impact in terms of the second half. Like, he wasn't shot hunting. He waited for his time, he waited for his openings, and then had that stretch in the third quarter where he was just terrific. And I think that's going to be a key to this team. And Tom Thibodeau said this the other day. Now, they've added talent, obviously, with Walker and Fournier. So now you have four players in your starting lineup who are all capable scorers when you add in Randall and Barrett. And when you add talent, that means there's more sacrifice, because there's going to be nights where Julius Randle might only score 14. There's going to be nights when Evan Fournier scores 8. But that might mean Kemba Walker's got 25 that night and R.J. Barrett's got 22. And that sacrifice for them to take the next step is, I think that's going to be a really important part. And they're all going to have to accept that, you know, not every night is going to be my night. And, Little brought up the Boston Celtics with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. There were some nights Paul Pierce scored 12 points, and he could care less as long as they got the win. And that's got to be the mindset of these guys, and that has been the mindset of them, at least the guys that were here last year, and what you hear from both Fournier and from Kemba Walker this year.
Now, obviously, Mike, Mitchell Robinson doesn't fill the stat line like Fournier did yesterday and Randall as well. But, boy, I'm watching that game, and he is such an impact player for the Knicks. And this is a guy who's still not in total shape. And I thought he had a big role in that Knick win. I mean, he's a rim protector. He's an offensive force when you get him the ball down low. I mean, a healthy Mitchell. The Knicks didn't really have a fully healthy Mitchell Robinson last year, and they still were the fourth seed. He could be a big difference maker, Mike.
No question. And he was gassed last night, but still made some plays even when he was exhausted. You know, he's got stronger, so his rebounding is going to improve. You know, he's always had that just good instincts in terms of shot blocking. And listen, Nerlens Noel was wonderful last year for what he did for the team. And Taj Gibson is one of the all-time professional players. In my 30 years covering the NBA, in terms of every night, know what you're going to get. This guy he's at the top of the list. But Mitchell Robinson's sky or ceiling is higher than those two. He's got a chance to be an elite defensive player. He's got a chance to be one of the best defensive players in the league. The question for him has always been staying healthy. And, he seems committed to just be a more professional than he was. He's the first one to tell you maybe he wasn't the most professional his first year. And I think Thibodeau's been a great, great influence on him for that. But you're right, Michael. He's got a chance to be elite. And he could make a huge difference, because not only the rim protector, but he puts pressure on the rim on the offensive end because of the lob threat all the time, much like Obi Toppin does as well.
We talked to the team. They all are taking it one game at a time. But what's the ceiling for this team? Can they be a four seed again? Could they actually be better than last year and have to settle for a lower seed?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. So much depends. I mean, you could say this about every team, Don, but it all depends on health. Like Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose, what they bring to the team, and the fact that Thibodeau has both of them, is enormous. And neither one of them have to play 35, 40 minutes. There might be some nights. But if they're both healthy and they can play a certain amount of games and a certain amount of minutes per night, it takes such a load off other players, and it really puts pressure on the defense because of their ability to create their own shot, their ability to get in the paint, their ability to run the pick and roll. And if you've got those two guys who are playing at their level, and they don't have to play at their all-star level like they used to, just playing the way they've been even the last couple of years, that could really catapult the team to get better. And I think they will be better. But to your point, Don, there are other teams that were a mess for reasons last year, whether it was injury, whether it was really damaged by all the COVID protocol and the COVID positive test results, that are going to be much better this year. And the Eastern Conference is going to be much more competitive. But, it was encouraging to see the way they came out, the way the fans supported them again. Just was like the perfect opening night, with the exception of those final 2 minutes of regulation.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Now, you know, you're at the height of your profession. You're in the Hall of Fame, but you're also a very big Met fan. Would you give it all up to be the president of baseball operations for the Mets? Because I hear they're looking.
Is there a particular reason why I wouldn't be able to do both?
Well, I mean, you really got to pour the energy into something like that. You can't just, you know, make notes on the side of your scorecard.
Now, it's a difficult question, but I can't leave the Knicks right now. No, it's just
no.
It's
not
too,
when they're starting to turn it around. Yeah. But you love the Mets.
And you know, I get people make fun of me because they talk about the Garden as being the best venue in sports. And last night was a night that showed it. It just there's no when it's a big event. When it's a game that matters, when it's a game that's exciting, when it's a game that comes down to the end, and this is whether it's a hockey game or a Ranger game or a Knick game, there's just no better building. There's no better building in terms of atmosphere and electricity in that place. And for the opening night to have that feel was it just reminds me how blessed and fortunate I am to be doing this job.
Do you, Mike, do you think the, let's talk, you have the Nets and Sixers. Do you think the Nets are more interesting with Kyrie or in this bizarre circumstance where now they have to adapt to life without Kyrie?
Oh, no, with Kyrie. Kyrie is, what a phenomenal player he is. He's, you know, you look at his numbers, not just his numbers, but the efficiency of his numbers. You look at his skill level, his creativity. This guy is a special talent, has a chance to go down as one of the all-time special talents. I truly believe that. He's a magician with the basketball. He's a clutch player. He just makes it fun. He's one of those players I love to watch because you just don't know what he's going to do night in and night out. He's capable of doing so many good things and not just scoring. the ball handling, the way he finds his open teammates. He's a great player.
But do you think it makes the team more interesting now that Harden and Durant would have to work that much harder as opposed to being the out-and-out favorites in the NBA?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, Peter, but no, I'm more interested watching a great player like that be a part of it and watching to see if they can become a dominant team, which they have that potential to be a mm-hmm. dominant team. And it's always fun. I mean, let's face it, as sports fans, we not only are we passionate and crazy about our team, but when teams load up like that with that much talent, then they're the villains. And all sports fans love to root against villains and how they go into different arenas. And, you know, like that first year with LeBron in Miami, how they were the most hated team in the NBA. And Brooklyn could take on that because they're so talented and they're so good. And if Irving adds to that, that adds another dimension to the story. I find them interesting and fascinating when he's playing because the potential is there, but also the pressure is there. Now they're expected to win. And how do they react to that? There's so many good storylines that way as well.
Now, I said earlier in the show, Mike, that, you know, I would love to sit on Celebrity Row, and I think the only way I could get there is to have Spike Lee offer me one of his seats so I could sit with him. You think there's any other way I could get? Maybe, you know, you're very close to Celebrity Row. Can I do stats for you one game?
Yes.
Really?
Well, yes.
I can do that.
But it can't be one of these. That can't be one of these things where you just sit down and you watch the game as a fan. You've got to provide stats. And if if Mark and Jeff are extremely demanding, and if you're not giving them quality material, they're in your face. They'll be all over.
Yeah, but I'm okay. No, I want to do a game with you and Walt. I don't want to do it with Jeff and Mark. We'll do an MSG game.
Okay. All right. Well, you have big shoes to fill. Dave Fried is the finest basketball stat man in history.
Wow.
So he provides a lot of importance. The broadcast is just better with him. So
that's going to be tough.
I mean, you can sit there, but you've got to work.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that. I'm a worker.
Now, do you ever see in Celebrity Road, do they, besides Howard Stern, do you ever see any broadcasters in Celebrity Row?
Tom Brokaw, right? I remember Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw used to go. Yeah, there'd be news people, newscasters used to go. I'm trying to think of other sportscasters. I'm sure there's some obvious choices that I'm not remembering.
Is he celebrity worthy to be on Celebrity Row, Mike? That's really the question.
Is Michael K celebrity worthy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He'd be on the big screen and get a huge ovation.
I agree.
So the only thing that's stopping him is the Yes Network affiliation, right?
No, I'm not big enough to be on Celebrity Row.
No, he said you are.
But Spike,
no,
he's wrong. Spike loves you. If you ask Spike, Spike will take you to a game.
Right. But I would be a guest of Spike. But the Garden would not say, Michael, you and Jody come to a Nick Laker game and sit at Celebrity Row. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. You and Jody come sit at the Nick Piston game. It wouldn't happen.
The Oklahoma City game, you might have a shot.
Well, there you go.
See, that's just mean.
Now, also, one other topic that's been coming up a lot, Mike, is Michael's obsession with watching games in the nude. Do you have any? You guys have known each other for 30 years.
No, longer than that.
40 years.
Yeah.
Do you have any recollection of, you know, ever walking in on him, like watching a Yankee game in the nude or anything of that nature?
Why would he walk in on me? Where? I mean, I've lived in homes. I wasn't in a dorm.
Well, you said that like you're so much better than living in a dorm. I'm sorry. You guys went to school together. Who knows?
We both didn't live on campus is what I'm saying.
My point is, if you've been living this nude life for 40 years, you're practically a nudist. I wonder if your best friend knows anything about it. Don, fair question?
Very fair. I was going to ask it.
I'm not particularly interested in engaging in this part.
But, you know, we don't have a say. All right, we have to take in, unfortunately, what Michael brings us. And have you ever heard him say, even, boy, you know what would make this game better, Mike, if I was naked?
Well, Mike, before these two, like, stirrers, let me explain what I say. I say when you're alone in the house.
I thought this was going so well.
It was. I'm sorry.
Going off the rails now. But when you're alone in the house and you're enjoying a game, a great game that you're looking forward to, like yesterday – by the fourth quarter, I had stripped down. I was watching the game naked because you don't have the encumbrance of clothes anymore. You're just enjoying it in the way God brought you into the world.
And you wanted to share this with the audience because... Because
I just want people to also do stuff like this.
All right, Mike, have a good call tomorrow.
I'm happy about this because he's disturbed the way we are, which makes me believe this is really not a thing.
He's just playing it close to the vest. We know stuff about each other that we can't say publicly.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. Listen, everybody has their idiosyncrasy. Why you want to share it with everybody? Well, that's the disturbing part.
Wow. That's a little shot at me, right? I mean, that's what the show's about. Yeah. I want people to know me.
No, it's brotherly love advice. Stop sharing these things with your audience.
I think audience needs to know me in every way possible.
Your audience knows you just fine. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. This has gone off the rails.
All right. So tomorrow on ESPN again, who are you working with tomorrow?
Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy.
Oh, really? Now, will you guys hang out together tonight?
We're trying to make dinner plans right now.
No kidding. Jeff told me that when he was in the bubble, he never left the hotel room.
No, rarely. Jeff, he's probably finding either a local college or high school team that's having practice, and he's going to go watch them practice.
Does he really do things that crazy?
That's not crazy, and that's not certainly not crazy to him. He loves going to practices.
So people will just look up and be like, oh, my God, that's Jeff Van Gundy watching a random high school team practice.
No, he'll contact the coach first and ask if it's okay to go and attend practice.
And then he puts a toupee on, so nobody recognizes him with a toupee.
The toupee I'm not so sure about.
you thinking cheesesteak tonight or something? Are you going to go someplace fancy, a fancy steakhouse or something?
I'm thinking of a place called Giorgio on Pine. It's a fantastic Italian restaurant. Mm.
Mike has become a gourmand. Every city, he knows every big restaurant. He knows the owner of those restaurants. He took me out in San Francisco big time. He and PJ.
I remember.
Yeah. You know what we used to do in college, Peter? Hmm. Mike and I would go to eat at Rocco's Pizzeria.
Look how far you've come.
Over and over again.
Now, Mike, I'm actually going to Philadelphia on Saturday morning with my girlfriend. If you want to spend a little extra time there and grab brunch on Saturday, just let me know, okay?
Peter, I would love to do that. Unfortunately, I'm going to be heading back to New York after the game Friday.
All right, fine. I'll let you off the hook this time.
That was so nice of him.
Wasn't it?
That was so nice. He's actually staying there and going to see the Liberty Bell on Saturday. He just doesn't want anything to do with you. Mike, have a great call tomorrow.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Later.
See ya. Yeah. Bang.
Go on, guys.
Bang. Bang.
I love Mike.
And?
He would not be able to handle the show 5 days a week. Because if he thought that was off the rails.
Yeah.
We were just teetering off the rail.
If he started on
Monday, put you down!
He'd be done by Tuesday.
I've got some rating stuff here.
Okay.
So
we're doing great.
Two baseball games, and you have the Knicks and the Celtics.
All right,
give me the order in which they finished.
All right, go ahead, Don. I'm already looking at it, so.
Well, what was the...
Knick game couldn't have been better.
No, it could have been better, and you're involving... And New York and Boston, right?
Yep.
I'll say that game did better, slightly better.
Than the both baseball games.
Yes.
Oh, you'd be
could
very
be more wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, awful call. Right.
Braves-Dodgers, $5.337 million. Astros-Red Sox, $3.506 million. Celtics-Knicks, $1.955 million. Braves-Dodgers led cable with young adults, but Celtics-Knicks did better with them than Astros-Red Sox, according to Sports TV ratings.
Now the Dodgers are the draw.
And that was an awful game for a while at the end.
That's what's kind of going by. That nothing really was overly compelling, more so than that basketball game. But it's still regular season versus postseason. But the NBA has to be happy that the younger generation is all in on the basketball. Because that was the same numbers from the day before, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where they might have lost, but the younger demographic, they won.
Now, speaking of sports... All an important heads up for all hockey fans. Our online streaming service, ESPN Plus, will be exclusively airing marquee NHL games all season long, continuing tomorrow night. with the Bruins versus the Sabres. If you don't have it, you could sign up at ESPNplus.com. Joe Judge, more coach speak today.
We got to talk about this.
Well, we will when we get back. What, Don, would you want to extend the segment a little more? What were you saying?
No, I said I want to.
Oh, okay.
About the next segment.
When we come back on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.